you gonna hit start?
Did you start with that whiny?
I think whiny bitch got in there, yeah. Sweet. Welcome to J2K Podcast. We are without Justin. We're not exactly sure what he said. He was not feeling well, so we don't know if he's possessed by a demon, has the Rona, or what. I don't know, but I'm Jeff.
I'm not Justin. I'm Christine.
And I'm Kareen.
Somebody always does the I'm not Justin. That's funny. Let me get this set here since I'm not absolutely ready yet. Do not disturb.
There we go. We're doing it.
Yep. 44 seconds in. Begin.
Wow. We have had a really fascinating week in the United States history.
Yeah.
The Supreme Court has come through this week. So we just have to keep it on positive notes, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. No comment. You guys, what, you don't like Mexicans and gays?
I hate them.
I like to keep it not political to the best of my ability.
Well, I'm just sharing the good news. I don't think that's really political. It's good news.
Okay.
It's human rights.
Yes.
Human rights should not be a political affair.
Mm-hmm. True story.
Yeah.
Because don't get me started on the monuments.
Oh, okay. Well, I won't. Christine doesn't like monuments being torn down. She doesn't like pregnant women.
Oh my God, Kareen.
Now that that's out.
I love pregnant women.
I know you do. I'm just giving you
a
hard
time. I just never wanted one. I never wanted to be one, I should say.
Yeah, I know. I never wanted a pregnant woman.
That either.
That either.
I like my boys.
Sexually or...
So Jeff was busy today and tore down
I have stuff about that.
Podcast studio's back patio.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my smoking room.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah, it doesn't have a cover anymore, but it will have
it's
a really
get a
cool
new
ass cover
upgrade.
Pretty soon.
Oh, great, and it won't leak?
No.
No, it's going to be all new.
Sweet.
Yeah. Well, the ex kind of jerry-rigged that.
Whiny bitch.
That's yours, not mine.
Back to the whiny bitch.
Yeah, we're going to have somebody come and rebuild that and help us out a little.
That's great.
Yeah.
It needs a little love.
So when I was, whenever I come over to the studio and go out back on, you know, smoke back there, and it's raining, which it often is in Oregon on Friday nights.
Always.
It almost always, like, seems like it's raining on Friday nights here. And there would be a drip.
Oh, yeah.
On that thing. And I just remember every time I'd be out there, I'm like, this would drive me nuts if I had to smoke out here. I'll, like, drip, drip, drip. And it, like, clinks on the plastic.
Oh, man, you're going to maybe not like it then. It's going to be a metal roof.
Oh, yeah, okay. I want a metal roof.
No, I don't mind the rain.
Yeah.
It was the weird drip.
Oh, a drip, okay.
The drip.
It, you know what it was? It was probably the
gutter.
Downspout.
Yeah, so maybe fix that while you're at it so it doesn't drip on the tip.
Well, it's... Yeah, it's going to have that later, maybe. Or not at all. It's going to lean off the house.
Sweet.
Yeah. We're excited about it.
That is exciting.
We're going to expand that little back area, too, so we can put the fire pit underneath it, but not right by the house.
Yep.
And the new J2K Podcast hot tub's coming.
Sweet.
Yeah. You know, from all the proceeds we've made from Anchor.
No. That's not it.
Yeah, we've got
I think we might have $9.
Our J2K Venmo account.
We might have $9 in there. I do have a Venmo. If somebody wants to Venmo me money for the podcast, that'd be awesome.
How do you... I have been torn on Venmo. So I'm not entirely familiar with the concept of, like, how exactly it works. But there's people at work that are like, oh, just Venmo me the money. And I'm like, can I just give you cash? And they're like, well, I want it to do Venmo. And they're like, just make a Venmo account. I'm like, I don't want a Venmo account because I can see that you gave so-and-so money on the account, and I feel like that's a layer of, like, personal...
You can make it anonymous.
Can you?
Or private.
Because, like, people will be like, oh, I saw... Oh, I pulled up the account, I saw so-and-so.
That's because
so-and-so,
the, when you give money, if you don't change the setting, it's public.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Because I donate to my AA group.
Through Venmo?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's private.
Okay, maybe that's it. Because I just, it's like, not that I'm, like, up to all these illegal transactions or anything. I just, you know, I feel like the more that's out there about you publicly, the possibility for bad things to happen.
See, I have Zelle, but that's because it works through my bank. And it's kind of like the same kind of concept, but not...
Zelle?
Yeah. But, I know when I was making masks, like, everyone was like, oh my gosh, I want some masks. Can I send you some money for them? I'm like, no, it's all right. No, really. And then I ended up giving quite a bit away to my family members. And I'm like, I'll just take donations towards fabric. Okay. And then people start saying, oh, well, do you have a Venmo? Do you have Venmo? It's like, yeah. No, dude, just write me a check and send it in the mail. It's fine.
Yeah.
Well, after the fourth person that asked me if I had a Venmo, I thought maybe I should just open a Venmo. So I opened up a Venmo. My cousin sent me $15. And that's all I've ever used it for. I've never even plugged in my bank account information into it. So
money?
It's totally sitting in there. I need to just transfer it to another Venmo, right? Isn't that kind of the point of it, is that you can just transfer your money?
You could probably give it to someone else who has Venmo.
Well, like, can when I you just... set up a Venmo, didn't you have to put in your banking info?
No, it didn't ask for it.
So you just have, like, Venmo. It's
well, how,
like,
are you, how are you going to send money then?
Because I have $15 in there. I can send that $15
no,
to somebody.
No, but, like...
I've never sent money. Nor have I ever tried to grab that money. It's sitting in there, but I've never...
Well, when I set up a Venmo, I had to put my banking information in there.
Well, it said I can do it later.
Oh, so, yeah, that's...
Yeah.
You have to do it.
Or you just can be like, hey, can I, like, get you to buy something for me for $15? You can just send that person your $15.
Yeah, I know. Can I just transfer it to a different Venmo? Like, can I just be like...
I don't know. I don't know. No idea.
It's got super convoluted.
When you make a withdrawal, do you get charged?
A withdrawal?
Yes.
Right.
A withdrawal.
No one's ever sent me money, and if they did, it would go right to my bank account.
Oh.
Because my bank account is hooked to
Venmo. Do you get charged?
I don't think so. I don't see a fee being charged to me other than the $5 I send to my group.
Hmm. So I think it's a free service. So they take all your contacts.
See, you've never had somebody
sell
you
them.
Money.
No.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. When someone sends you money, I don't think it goes into your bank account. I think it goes into your Venmo account.
I don't know.
And then you have that money there. And
look
then...
it up. Come on, babe.
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 Here, I'll just see if I can send you that $15. And then you can give me cash, and then it'll be floating around.
Does Venmo charge you an account for... withdrawing cash?
According to Venmo, Venmo doesn't charge for basic services like sending money from a linked bank account, debit card, or your Venmo balance. Receiving, withdrawing money into your Venmo account, or using our standard transfer to your bank account.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Venmo also has no
Venmo
monthly,
also
or,
has
annual
no monthly
fees.
Or annual fees.
Huh. Did I sound like her?
Yeah. Damn it. That's why I jumped in.
Okay, so I thought that it did. So that's why I wasn't even touching my $15, because I was like, well, buddy, I'm going to wait until I get, like, $50 in there and to make it worth it to pull it out.
It's like your Target gift cards all over again.
Yeah, I've never had anybody send me money, and I'm sure it would go right into my account.
Huh.
Because it's just linked.
Okay.
I just have sent money.
That's kind of like me and checks. I had this girl at work. We had all chipped in and bought, I think it was our owner or something. And she sent me a $5 check, right? $5. I forgot I had that $5 check, and I had, like, moved on to a different wallet and left that $5 check in there. And I was cleaning out my purse during COVID, and I found this $5 check that was from, like, I don't know, 2017. So I call up the coworker. I'm like, hey, so I never cashed that $5 check.
I'm
gonna go ahead and rip that up now.
Yeah. Don't worry, I don't want to, like, screw your balance up.
You're welcome.
I know, but, like, so, like, I don't know. I'm not one of those people that sits there and balances my checkbook, but I've known people who have done that, and, like, they would get so mad if it would be off, so I hope she was not one of those people.
When are you gonna cash that check?
Christine has not checked out. Cash
oh,
out
my mom
check.
Balances her checkbook, and she sends me a check, like, 5 days later. She'll be like, well, you haven't cashed that yet, and it's like, okay, you know. And I even have the app that I just have to, like, snap a picture of it, like...
Yeah, I think that's one of the greatest things. Like,
it is one of the most greatest things.
I'm more embracive not abrasive, embracive of technology than Christine. Like, I'm like, oh, Venmo. Like, the money goes in my account.
I'm not...
Like, take a picture of my check and then sign the back and write for the purpose of an online or, you know...
Yeah, I haven't done that
transfer.
Yet.
Boom, really? Done.
I've never scanned a check. I always, like...
Because what... The Iraqis are going to get it?
Well, that's the thing. I'm so, like... I'm not embracive of technology. I absolutely love certain aspects of technology in my life. But I also am highly, like, concerned about the, I guess, hacking and identity theft and things like that. So I prefer to stick with old school stuff.
Yeah, I
like
feel
that.
Like my banking app is way more secure than online shopping.
A lot of stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
My coworker has been, her identity has been stolen like 4 times in the last 2 years. Like, she's had her debit card account hacked like 4 times.
So, but,
well, that's not your identity.
Well, how does somebody get a hold of your debit card account?
It goes through.
They fish it out of somewhere.
When you use it at the gas station.
Okay.
That happened once for me. Yeah.
They just get your number and your PIN, and then
they've hacked into like
home.
A system in the gas. You know, some sort of.
It's like random calls at work, and somebody from Florida will have just bet like $400 on some like random thing. Like,
so also too, like, you don't know like what sites she's been on, or if she was a victim of like somebody. Like, putting a fake cover over the swiper.
Yeah.
Like, they do
it's
that.
Happened to her several times.
Yeah.
She's unlucky.
A couple years ago, well, not a, I don't know, a year and a half ago, I went and looked at an apartment that I found listed on, like, Zillow, called the guy. He's like, yeah, go there. There'll be a code, a box, you know, give me the code. Like, you'll need this code. And I'm thinking it's just, like, a code to get in there. And he's like, then instructions will come up. Well, it was, like, this electronic thing where I had to, like, give them my debit card to, and they charged it for $1 to get the key. And then it was like, then they would hold my card number in case I went in there and squatted it or damaged it or something, you know. And my friend, well, you know, Trisha was with me, and she was a banker for years. And she's like, that's weird. I've never seen anything like this, but it's been a long time since I've rented. Maybe this is a new thing. And, you know, it was like, she's like, I think it's safe. Like, they're not going to get your identity or, you know, like that kind of thing. And okay, so I did it. What do you know? 3 weeks later, it's like, I go and open up my checking account. It's like negative, blah, da, 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 da. And I'm like, wait, what? And there was like a $2,000 thing in there from West Virginia. And it's like, I called the bank and they take care of it. They don't.
Yeah.
You know, that's happened to me a couple different times.
They took all your
the
money.
The most inconvenient. Yeah, and we're able to overdraw it. And I was like, how are they able to overdraw? Like, I didn't have $2,000 in there. It's like, they were able to overdraw it quite a bit.
That's crazy.
And it's like, I know I don't have overdraft protection because I don't overdraw my account. If I ever did, it was because I really fucking needed to. It's like 911 emergency. But yeah, that was.
That's crazy. Yeah. I've never been hacked, but I've. Remember one time I was paying a credit card. I was paying it, just my normal bill. I went about my day, paid my normal bill, and the next day I was checking my balance, and I was like, oh my God, where's all my money? And I was convinced someone had hacked my account. Well, I had accidentally paid off, like, my $4,000 credit card instead of paying, like...
$400.
Yeah.
I hit pay entire balance.
I was like, oh, shit. I mean, I had to put money
over. So you hacked yourself.
I hacked myself. Yeah. Figured out. I'm like, what the hell? Where's all my money? And then I was like, $4,000 American Express.
The most dangerous person in your life is yourself.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I was
the
like, better
cause of all your fucking
problems.
Savings
over checking. Yes. I was convinced I had been hacked.
Yeah, I would too.
And I was like, damn it, I paid off that credit card. I was not prepared to pay that off. Yeah. Well, it's a good way of paying off your credit cards. Accidentally pay them all off.
So,
anyways,
like, that's a great segue in to talk about, like, people who they say they've been hacked on Facebook.
Yeah.
But what's happened is somebody's taken pictures of theirs off their Facebook and then started a new account and made it them.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've been cloned.
Yeah.
Not hacked.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, for whatever reason, I'm like, fucking A, you're not fucking hacked.
Yeah.
Like, that,
like,
is his,
change,
like,
your password endlessly. It doesn't fucking
matter. It doesn't
matter.
They've already,
it's a whole different person.
Yeah. They've made a fake account with your photos and
I'm
your
just
name.
Like, oh, my God.
I know. He has this, it's so funny because it happens, I don't know, once or twice every couple months, like somebody in his Facebook family like posts that they've been hacked. And he has, to me, like this unreasonable annoyance by it.
Well, my thing is why does it only happen to people that are over the age of 65?
Yeah, he's like, you're not hacked!
I don't know that that's true.
It's like anybody I've ever seen this happen to, it's like 65.
Their react, the over 65 people's reaction is fucking irritating as fuck.
But I think it's because they click on things that they shouldn't.
I have no idea.
I think I've seen it happen to young people too.
Yeah.
And they're like, don't accept any friend requests from me, I've been hacked. No, you fucking haven't. Somebody is using your name and your pictures.
Yeah.
Like, completely separate of your account.
Yeah, they're about ready to go on a catfish.
I'm gonna fucking change my fucking password.
What is the, I guess, end game for stealing someone's identity on Facebook?
Catfishing.
Is it for catfishing?
I think so.
Okay. Like, what are you getting out of
this? Or all sorts
of
stuff. Like, maybe not just, like, trying to get a girlfriend or a boyfriend or, like, online sex typing or whatever. It could be for, like, because I've gotten messages from people who have cloned someone.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, did you know blah, blah, blah? And I'm like, this isn't the Rick. Like, this isn't even, you're not Rick. You fucking stole this guy's identity. What the fuck? And then they're gone.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, the thing's been
to get money or
deleted. Yeah.
But I don't think catfish is necessarily.
They're fishing, for
yes.
sure.
Yeah.
Maybe
not
for cats. Always.
Yeah.
Not for catfish.
Exactly.
Scammed.
Because black
scammers,
and catfish,
yeah.
that's
scammers.
Good.
Yeah.
Scammers and catfishers.
The other thing I wanted to say before is over is sex with pregnant women is awesome. Because we started the show with that. Mm-hmm. And I've got to do that a couple times.
Not with me.
Not with you, no.
I know when we first got together, I had like a 3 or 4 day late cycle. That's what, a couple months into our relationship. I was like, oh my God, I'm never late. I'm also like,
no.
At the time, 44. I was like, oh God.
Yeah, no.
Can you start this with a
44? And
first
you're 44, and how old is this old man?
Well, at the time, he was
50.
50. Yeah.
50.
We're 6 years apart. I was like, oh God, what do I do?
Oh, for sure, no kids. For
yeah,
sure.
This moment of like, well, I don't know, because I also don't believe in, like, not letting that happen either. So it was. I was very blessed and happy when I got my period. Let's just say. That was not a, like, life choice I was ready to make for myself. But I did want to get back to catfishing because I have a horrible,
shout out to the pregnant sex.
Yeah, I have a horrible confession to make. We got sucked into 90 Day Fiancé last week.
Was who did?
Last weekend? You and I. We were watching that stupid thing. We were taking the bed apart.
Oh, is that what it was?
90 Day Fiancé.
I thought it was 90 Days After.
Well, this one was the other side.
I turned
side.
It off because I couldn't fucking work.
Yeah.
I was taking the bed apart because we got our new bed. And it was on and I was just like standing there. And I was like, fuck, and I turned it off.
So have you ever watched this show?
You know what? I haven't. And I know that I would get sucked in because you know me. I love all the like love romance dramatic
so it
shows.
Is,
oh, but it's ridiculous.
It's like a train wreck.
Well,
that's why you're sucked into it.
Well, and I, that's where they all are. They're all like Love is Blind. I can't believe you guys still have not watched that. It's shout out to Love is Blind. One of my favorite things I've ever seen. Pure entertainment. Pure garbage. Pure drama. But I don't watch 90 Day Fiancé because my ex is probably a participant on that show.
Well, this one was the other
and
side.
That's all, it'll just really, that's all I'll be able to think about is like, because I'm pretty sure something, maybe not a television show is, I don't know. Like, how'd that guy meet some lady in Thailand?
Is he moving to Thailand though?
I have no idea.
Or is she moving here?
My guess is she's moving here.
Okay, because this one was the opposite. It was people meeting people from outside the United States, obviously.
Yeah.
Through the
See,
internet.
That's, I would do that.
And then they move.
Yeah.
So this one woman that I was so intrigued by, she is 60 years old.
Oh, yeah.
And she lives in, like, California, like Palm Beach.
She moved to India.
Yeah, so she gets catfished. So this guy reaches out to her on Facebook, and he's like, "Hi, I'm Michael, blah, blah, blah."
Yeah.
And sends this picture of a very attractive, like, young man, and she starts developing this relationship with him via Facebook. And after a few months, this guy, like, falls in love with her, but it's not, he's not who he says he is.
Yeah.
He's some, like, younger Indian guy who's not completely unattractive, but not at all who he said he was.
And also, like, so mom-whipped.
Yeah.
Mom and dad-whipped.
Because he's, like, in an arranged marriage.
Yeah.
He's, like, he's married already.
Yeah.
Falls in love with the 60-year-old lady. She goes to India, quits her job, sells her house, sells her car, and just, like, goes to India. And she shows up for the first time. I don't know if I'm telling the story right, but he's late. So she's, like, has this moment of, like, being in another country, having, like, left her two kids.
Super oh-fuck moment.
Yeah, exactly. She's left her two children. She has grandchildren. Like, she's in this airport, and this guy who she... And then she goes to grab her phone, and, like, it doesn't work. She's like, oh, I'm in another country. My cell phone doesn't work. Just, like, standing there, and he was, like, an hour late picking her up. Anyway, so she's 60, and he's, like, 32. And I was so, like, intrigued by the train wreck of that situation that I probably wasted 2 hours of my life watching this show. Yeah.
Because
I had to turn it off.
They're doing, like, 17 stories at once.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
And so it takes 2 hours to get back around.
I know. You're like, I don't care about all these other people.
That's
but what happened to her?
That's
is she still in India?
Yeah.
Did he come get her?
Yeah. Did he leave his arranged marriage for her?
Well,
did
he was sneaking, they were, he was
she,
sneaking
was
out
her?
To live with her in her apartment. And, her, and like, she
but
was...
But she was okay with him being 30 and young and, like...
I imagine, like, I didn't, like... I haven't seen all the episodes, but...
Well, she's okay with it because they go out in the street, and she's like, I'm worried that we're going to run into his parents.
Yeah, she knew his parents did. And I think how it originally...
Could you imagine being 60 years old and being like, having to hide your relationship?
I got to put a chair outside the window in case I got to sneak out.
Can you imagine being these parents, though? Like, that culture is so different. You know, that's... Their young son has, like... That's... arranged marriages are still very common over
mm-hmm.
there. And they have these expectations that this is what you're going to do. You live in your parents' house until you get married. He lied to them and was like, oh, I got a job in another city, even though he was staying in the same city and got an apartment. But, like, he was, like, 30, or not even. I think he was younger than that. Can you imagine being those parents and being like, oh, I'm bringing home this 60-year-old American. This is my girlfriend. I don't know. It was just absurd. Like,
so absurd.
Love is love, and I think that's fantastic, but... I can see why people love 90 Day Fiancé now. Mm-hmm. But I can't do it. I'm like,
yeah, everyone
I've
talked to
is
like, it's such a, yeah, it's like super addicting. I've never.
Fucking train wreck.
I love train wreck shows, though. Like, I do. It's like, you guys know that. I love The Bachelor, and like, oh, God, it's such a mess. And the drama that ensues, and the hype, and the like, just get to the freaking story, and.
I used to love The Bachelor. I still do, but, like, I would get so invested in the relationships and, like...
I'd be like, it never fails at the end. I'm always like, they're such idiots! Like, never watching this again.
I love the... There's, like, a meme or something about women complain about that exact thing happening and then fucking watch that show and watch the thing they complain about.
Oh,
you know,
like that guy's such a dick. I can't believe that
or
she's
like
with him.
All the girls dating the same guy, or all the guys dating the same girl, like, you know, The Bachelorette and The Bachelor, same. And you hear a lot of women complain about, like, it's just, you know, hopping from person to person at the same time. And then they watch a show where they fucking do that. They date like 14 people at once.
Yeah. But in real life, they'd be a whore, but on the show, it's okay. Is
well,
that what you mean?
Hey, it's sponsored by ABC.
And when they talk about it, that scenario,
yeah,
they're like, they complain about it, that it's wrong.
Yeah.
But they watch that show.
Yeah.
And some, I don't think some correlate that.
Yeah, like, it is not okay for a guy to sit there and date 14 women.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
And then they watch a show where a guy's dating 14
women.
Bachelor
Nation!
Like, I love Cindy.
Like,
I hope they fall in love.
I know.
Bachelor Nation? So there's this, like, cult following
there
of that
is.
Show. And they'll, like, people will get together.
For
and
our
like,
listeners.
Have watch parties.
When Kareen said that, she pumped her fist like she was a sports game. Bachelor
yes,
Nation!
Bachelor Nation! I'm not a part of Bachelor Nation.
Have you ever done a Bachelor Nation party?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't have any friends that watch it. Oh. All my friends make fun of me.
Maybe we can start watching
it. I'm like
the
one. I'm like, it's like, hi, I'm your new friend. I want to tell you what my guilty pleasure is.
You were telling me.
I tell everybody. I'm like, I watch it. And they're like, you do? Yes, I do.
You should tell me this. Tell them the story you told me off camera last week about how your mom got sucked into it, but
there's
not
didn't
want to.
There's no camera,
babe. Oh, off video or audio.
It's not a video either.
So my mom comes out to visit. And like,
you get it.
I understand.
And
you.
It like
I
never fails
funny.
If she comes out to visit during the week, you know, or during the time that a Bachelor is being aired. She's staying with me, and I'm like, oh, it's Monday night. We have to watch The Bachelor. Oh God, Karina, I can't believe you watched that. It's just God, it's
two
garbage.
2 days later, I can't believe that Jim did
and
that.
And then like, and then the first time she watches it with me, she'll be like, I don't, whatever, just turn it on. And then she'll be like, no, who's that person? I'll pause it. Be like, so, well, this person is da 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 da. So it kind of like, you know, takes us a long time to watch through that first episode. And then the next week, it's like, oh, it's Monday night, The Bachelor's on. Oh, okay. And then by the third week, she's like, ooh, it's Monday, The Bachelor's on. And then by the fourth week, she's home and she's calling me like on Tuesday morning. No, Mom, I haven't watched it yet. I haven't watched it. Don't tell me what happens. Like, I get her sucked in every time she comes out. But yes, she complains about it every time. And then,
it's
like,
so cute.
And then a new season will start. I'll be like, Mom, The Bachelor starts tonight. And she's like, I am not watching that. It's just garbage. Okay.
By the third week, she's like, can you believe that girl?
I know. Oh, I think they are really in love. Me too. And we talk about these people like we know them.
There was, so this is so funny, one of my people...
It's like a connection thing.
Yeah.
Like, I was just thinking, it's like
you kind of connect with the people.
I mean, just you and your mom having a connection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There is a gal that is one of our reps at work. I'm not going to share too much about her personally. But she had a name that was identical to one of the Bachelorettes, like the third or fourth season.
Oh.
And she worked in research... which also the girl did. And so she had the same name and the same job, and she was young and blonde. And she said that she got, like, people found her on the company website because people start cyber-stalking to see if they can find the Bachelorettes because they knew, oh, it's the same hometown. Same hometown. And she started getting emails, like, sent to her, like, I don't know if you're the right, you know, blah, blah, blah. She said it was crazy. Like, she was getting hundreds of emails from, like, complete strangers asking her on dates, thinking that she was the, like, girl on The Bachelor.
And like, they say those girls say they get, like, just harassed.
Yeah.
Like, life is never the same after that.
And I was saying, can you imagine if you actually were that person, how many more phone calls and emails you would have gotten? That's nuts.
Yeah.
I know.
There was this one Bachelor, and they had this, like hippie chick on there, which they never have. And she was really young. She was, like, 21. Super free spirit. You're like, what are you doing on this show? Like, she wouldn't wear makeup, and she'd be just, like, super cool. Like, she had a really cool vibe to her and everything. And then she made it pretty far, but, you know, she didn't make it till, like, she probably made it to, like, the final five or something. And then once she left the show, then it made, like, national headline news that she was missing.
Oh, no.
And, like, she is from California, and, like, basically, she went up to, like, Northern California and worked on a, like, some sort of, like, grow, you
pot
know.
Farm.
Yeah, pot farm, which they have no cell phone reception there. It's, like, that's what happens. You go up there, and you're, like, just kind of, and I don't know, like, how it happened, how it got, something got missing, but then she became, like, reported missing, and, like, the whole Bachelor Nation's looking for her, and it's, like, no, she was just up harvesting some weed, like, you know.
Having a good time.
Oh my God.
That's so funny. Bachelor, this is what happens when Justin's not here. We like take over and talk about
the Bachelor. We talk about the Bachelor. Jeff's like, oh my God.
How about those farts?
Maybe it will be turned into just the K2 podcast. Take the 2 and the K, the J and the 2 out. J2. J. It'll just be K.
KK.
CK podcast.
Next week we're going to talk about makeup.
And panty liners.
Panty liners.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
I like them with wings.
So tell us about your day off and your fishing and what happened. You want to talk about that? He had a seal that made its way all the way up where he was fishing. eating his fish.
Fuck the seal.
Instead of letting him catch the
fish. I like seals, though. I know that was a really big struggle for you.
I like seals, too, but
having a seal in your fishing hole. Yeah.
We threw rocks at it.
That was really far up. It could go farther down.
Yeah. I don't know.
You know, I'm conflicted on that.
Did you ever think that maybe it was like, these fucking assholes are in my fucking fishing hole? Who do they think they are?
It's that fucking fishing hole is so many miles away from where fucking seals live.
Yeah, it was probably like its secret spot. Like, you know, we get our secret.
I've been fishing there for years and never saw a seal.
Yeah. I'm surprised it
Fuck that seal.
I'm surprised it made it all the way up there. But you had a nice relaxing day fishing and you weren't at work.
Yeah, I do enjoy that.
And his son and
his wife. More importantly, is I got an hour and a half massage today.
Oh, yeah.
And that was awesome.
I haven't had a massage in so long.
This couch is destroying it, though.
I know. New couch is coming next week. Did we tell you we got the. Oh, yeah. Did we tell you what happened?
Oh, no.
Well, I knew that it was backward until, like, August.
Yeah.
So, we went and complained last... Oh, yeah, we haven't seen you since then.
Yeah, we went into the store...
And complained. And
talked to the manager, Monty Siebel, at Moore Furniture in Salem on Lancaster. If you want somebody that will... As good as Monty, he's great.
Yeah, he was good.
And so we talked to him, and he basically said, like, yeah, the problem is that thing was available... And then somebody hijacked it. And, with the coronavirus, and that stuff's made in China. And so they're not getting any supplies. You know, they're not getting shipments. And so it's that far out to get it. And then...
He stole it back. So he called me and left a message on my answer, or on my voicemail on Saturday. That he hijacked our couch back and that we're getting it delivered on the 26th. I can't remember what the date is.
No, this like 6th of July or...
No, it's in June. I think it's next weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was July. Anyway.
Yeah.
And so I had her take a picture of me sitting on the ottoman upstairs.
Yeah, he's so funny. So he never gives out his personal cell phone, he says. And he gave it to us because, you know, we apparently look trustworthy.
Well, how can you not love
Fool.
Us?
I know.
We went in that store and, like, he sold us that bed. He's like, come lay in this bed.
Yeah.
Because you ready?
But you guys spent a lot of money in that store.
And he said, here, yeah. Zero G.
And he says, well, he left me a message saying he stole the couch back. And I was like, hi, Monty. I received your message. Thank you so much for pulling whatever strings it took to get the couch. You've really been helpful. We greatly appreciated it. And... You know, thanks and thanks and thanks. And he sent, like, an emoji of him, like, slapping his forehead. Mm-hmm. And he said, glad that works for you. I just pictured the two of you sitting on long chairs in the middle of your living room. LOL. So I took a picture of Jeff just sitting in our empty living room with just the old ottoman. And I said, not quite long chairs, but old ottoman.
Just shrugging into the camera.
So that was kind of cool of him to, like... interact with us in that way. Mm-hmm. It's so unusual this day and age to get such a good customer service.
Yeah.
It feels like...
And it's the manager.
Yeah.
You know, like I think he doesn't have to, like, help people.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is weird, like, I have only two customers out of all my customers that have my cell phone number. It is, like, a level of trust because, man, that can get out and, like, you just don't, you know... But it was, like, people that I could straight up be like, hey, look, I'm on a 2-hour time difference than you guys. Like, please be respectful of this, you know.
Yeah, don't call me at 6 a.m.
But sometimes I wish I just had a work phone that I could turn off. Mm-hmm. Because it's so much easier to coordinate with text. People just, they're not, like, sitting in front of a computer all day. They're like, hey, I need your order. Cool, do this. Well,
you know, there's a lot of programs where you can text... from a computer to someone's phone and back and forth. We use it. Can't remember. I think it's called ZipWhip, where we text our clients.
No, that's that thing we got from Justin's box last week.
ZipWhip?
Oh. ZipWhip.
I'm pretty sure it's something like that, where you can,
that's
like...
That's what I ordered in the mail after the vagina atrophy episode.
One end's a dildo and one end is punishment.
Anyways, you can text your clients through your computer.
Uh-huh.
So you should talk to your boss about getting something
just
like
my
that.
Phone is always on and it's silent when I don't need it. Mm-hmm. So I'm never bothered by.
Well, I guess for me it's like I don't have to respond to it. It's not like it wakes me up per se, but it's just like one of them, I expect him to message me this weekend and I told him that was fine. You know, but like, but the minute that I get that message, I'm going to be over here and I'm going to be like, oh, I need to get back home to my computer. You know, it's just kind of like, it switches you from like, oh, I'm back into work mode. It like doesn't allow you to like remove yourself from work mode, but yet.
Yeah.
That's the weird thing about working from home right now is it's becoming like part the of parameters your... of that are like getting, I don't even know how to explain it. Like not even parameters, but it's just work and home are becoming the same.
Yeah.
But I'm really enjoying it because I'm also like doing things during my work day that I normally wouldn't do, like unload my dishwasher or.
And I'm so jealous of that.
You know,
take
call
a
my
five,
mom on my break.
I'm gonna take my 10-minute break and fold my laundry.
Yeah. It is. It's like half the time at lunch, I'm like, oh, I guess I'll take a shower now. You know, it's like, oh, sometimes I'll run my vacuum.
And your doggy's loving it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, on camera, here I go again.
Video.
On audio.
Jeff is wearing house slippers.
Plaid night pants.
Yep. They're like camel colored and like sheep lined.
I got those for him for Christmas one year.
He's wearing plaid pajama pants.
He likes those. Although I call him his
shovel shoes.
And
my art conspiracy shirt.
Looks really good.
I am Clash Master General.
Well, before you got
although
here, you
I
had
do
no
yellow.
Shirt on.
Did you get home from your massage and just, like, not want to do anything productive? Or were you really just relaxed and like, oh?
Well, no.
Or do you get energized after one?
I don't. But I had to go to Mac and get my kids. Mm-hmm. So, I came home. I started the corned beef that I'd never done before. I didn't realize you boiled it.
I guess I didn't either. I've never done...
Yeah.
It was so good.
And you do, and it's super good. I started that, and then I went and picked my kids up and came home. And this outfit that I'm wearing was picked out prior to the massage.
Did you wear that to the massage?
Fuck yeah.
Oh my god.
With your house slippers and everything?
Oh, I had tennis shoes on.
I think that might even be dorkier.
My really comfy green Nikes that... They're so comfortable.
When I first started dating him, he was wearing his jeans and his t-shirt. Now he always wears sweaties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's got the girl. He doesn't need to impress anymore.
I don't think I was ever operating in that regard.
Just kidding.
I mean, everyone does.
Oh my god, we all do. Get a
I know.
Lack.
I mean, there's nothing...
Yeah. Get a little
well,
lax.
When I met her, I wear a uniform at work. Like,
yeah.
I'm not dressing up to impress anybody. I'm wearing a fucking stupid uniform.
Yeah.
So, that was how we met.
That's true.
There's no...
But you wouldn't have shown up at this, like, wearing this...
On our first date.
Even
I thought
like I'd
been like,
date.
What's this clown all about?
You had to get in your unitard to an exotic ribbon dance.
Yeah, I came in my mankini, and that's why she wouldn't let me in the house. Until later that night.
Oh, my God, you love telling that story.
I don't love telling the story. You love telling the story.
Tell us, Johnny.
Well.
And then she pounced me on the couch.
Well, everybody, yeah. I think everybody's heard this story before.
And now we got a little bit more of it last week.
Mm-hmm. There was a reason why I pounced. I was worried about my atrophy.
I know.
Yeah. Come to find out it's not me.
Doctor's
it
orders.
Was the vaginal atrophy, and I was the first guy that showed up.
Dr. Garber said I needed to use it or lose it.
Just get yourself a dildo.
I'm pretty sure that was kind of her words.
I don't believe in dildos.
I never, yeah. Nope. But problem solved.
Old Rod.
Well, I'll talk about, like, when she said, like, you get comfortable in a relationship. I will say I had been slacking on the leg shaving, but I shaved this morning. So, yay. Mm-hmm. Winter time, you know, mm-hmm. relationship. Meh.
Yeah. So yeah, little... I was just like, meh. I usually shave my legs, like, the first month. And then I'm like, oh. By the way, I don't really shave. No, I do, but just like once a month.
I don't think it bothers him, which is nice.
I don't think it does, yeah.
I've been with guys before that are like, oh, God.
Yeah.
I'm like,
ugh. I dated this guy for like 6 years who like straight up, like, I think just had like a little girl fetish. Like, he just wanted like full on
everything shaved.
Like, bald eagle, everything.
Yeah. That's itchy coming back
It
in.
Sucks. And that's why I'm like, he, like, talked me into it, like, and I'd be like, no, dude, it's like, I'm finally past the point of it just being miserable.
Well, it's funny, like, I've never really, like, shaved all the way down there, but I did once, and we were in Vegas meeting my dad and stuff when it was growing back in, and it was so itchy, and I remember I was, like, trying to be subtle about, like... I have my hand in my pant.
Yeah, in your pant pocket, man. You can get it right in there.
I remember Jeff, like, after I was talking to my dad. Do you remember this? You were like, were you itching your... I'm like, I was. It was so itchy. I was talking to my dad, and I... like, subtly. Do you remember that?
Mm.
Oh, okay. That was pretty funny.
I'm sure I was there for it.
Yeah. Well, anyways.
So this guy was so obsessed with, like, clean shaven, and I've just never been one to... keep up with my shaving hygiene. It's just never been a priority in my life. It's just not.
It's too time consuming.
It is.
And it's dangerous.
It's so dangerous. I mean, you could kill yourself. So he would do it for me.
Oh, wow.
He would literally get in the shower and sit on the floor and shave me.
Wow. Well, that's kind of like a...
Yeah, it was.
I don't know. A little exciting, though.
He'd get like all the like in the back of your leg that you just never, like, you're like, I don't fucking care. I can't see it. Like... those places that, like, no girls ever shave.
Well, that was probably part of, like, the...
I think he had, like, a fetish about it.
Turn on for him, yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I've never had somebody shave me.
I've never in my life... And it was weird because it was, like, my first, like, really serious relationship where...
He's cool.
You know. And there's so many things, like, looking back on that. And I'm like, that was kind of weird.
Well, I can see, I don't know, how it might turn on.
He was very into lingerie.
Mm-hmm. I've never dated somebody who...
I probably had 60 bras.
Oh my God.
I'm not kidding you.
That's a lot of bras.
Like, my friends would come over and be like, dude, can I have some of your bras? I'm like, yeah, go ahead, because I don't wear them.
That's crazy.
I'd be like,
would he buy them all for you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. That's cool. Those are expensive, too.
I know, and they were always the uncomfortable, like, you know, I'm just like, hey, that's great, but can you give me the comfortable ones? He doesn't want to see me in control.
Like, I want the sports bra.
He's like, no, I want the, like, push-up lacy one that, like...
I need you to be uncomfortable while I do this.
I know.
Like, I these know. Are not practical. You could, like, they make marks underneath. Like, you could see them through my shirt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I can't wear any of these to work. Mm-hmm. You going to fall asleep on us?
I don't know.
Yeah, you look super tired. Got up too early
that
this
food
morning.
Got me.
Yeah. He's been getting up early and taking pictures of the sunrise, too.
And that was beautiful.
Yeah.
Mount St. Helen, is that was from up here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. From the J2K podcast deck.
Mm-hmm. I saw that somebody said you could see Mount Rainier. I'm like, I feel like that might be pushing it.
No, I think that was it.
You could see Mount Rainier in the back.
Yeah, in the background.
What's the elevation here at the studio?
I don't know.
It's like 550, I think.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah. Not high. High enough that we get snow in the wintertime, though. Just a little bit.
Hmm.
We had a pretty easy winter, though. We just got a light dusting one day, right? I don't think we had a lot of snow.
A couple different times, I think.
Yeah. Ever since I bought my car, it's like, it's like a snow.
I know, that's right. We really didn't. I didn't have any snow days. We didn't even get any late starts. Yeah. Delayed starts.
Damn it.
Over by the casino, it's the foot of the coast, or the foothills of the coast range, and it's like a weird vortex over there, because it'll be like snowing at the casino, and then you drive this way about 3-4 miles, and then it's just rain, which is right there in the foothills.
I know. I remember one night before I met you, I was like gambling late there. And I didn't know because there's no windows, right? This is before, well before I had my new car. And I was like a Saturday night, having fun. I get out there and it is like fucking snowing. And I'm like, oh shit. So I got home, but I went very slowly.
And snowing here too?
No. It was probably like, first 10, 15 miles, and it was nothing.
Yeah.
I had my like front wheel drive shitty car. And I'm like,
yeah, says the girl who drove through fucking New York was shut down because of snow, and she drove to work.
Yeah, but there's a difference. So, first of all, you would buy different tires in New York when you, like, all season winter tires are different from, like, tires you had. I had on my car. And the roads, like, they salt the roads in New York.
Yeah.
So, driving here in a front-wheel drive car with no salt and not the right tires is a completely different experience than driving in New York with, like, good tires and salted roads.
She's fine.
No, but I'm just saying, I did do that, though. I, like, drove in a state of
emergency. And the thing that's really scary here is the other drivers on the road.
Yeah, and I know how to drive in the snow.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I know. I didn't even think about that. My winter was so crazy. I didn't even think about that. Here it is June, and I'm like, I never even got to test my car, my new car out.
I know. That's Murphy's
Law.
Well,
and you think it always rains here. You don't even know what it, like, a summer is here. Like, your comments about it being winter and dark and always, and then you came over after Rona, and
I know.
You're like, fuck, it's light out? And like, your backyard's amazing.
I know, she's like, oh my god, I've never seen leaves on your tree.
I know, like, I started coming over here to the studio, it was fall, and,
yeah.
You know, and it was dark,
yeah.
By 6:30, pretty much.
Yeah.
That's right, you had never, like, seen the light.
And I've never, like, seen your backyard during the day, unless it was, like, a cold winter day. And then the Rona hits, and then that day that I came over here, remember, I had, like, left my house in, like, 2 months, and I was like, oh my god, I crossed the bridge, and there's, like, leaves on the trees. Like,
I know.
There's birds in the blooming.
And it was, like, seriously, like, whoa, this is so weird. Mm-hmm.
That's so funny.
Your neighborhood is such an explosion of color that it's almost, like, blinding to the eye.
Yeah,
in the spring.
It's so cool.
Yeah, people really, like, are into their yards around here.
Mm-hmm.
I feel a level of, like, I must keep up,
mm-hmm.
but the truth is I just pretty much do the best I can.
I like your yard.
I feel like we're the only people that don't have, like, gardeners around here, because I'm too cheap to pay for
everyone
one.
Everyone here has a gardener.
Yeah.
And it shows.
Oh,
trust me, I drive up here and I'm like, I guarantee you that person that is that rich does not know how to prune a maple tree like that.
It's true.
Meanwhile, all my shrubs are so overgrown. Pun intended and not intended. There's this cute tree up front that I'm scared to trim too. It's like this little baby Christmas tree, and now it's like gigantic, and I'm so scared to cut it, so I need you to...
I'll cut it.
Yeah. It's a cute... It's like this little dwarf tree. I don't know if you've seen it.
It's a dwarf Alberta spruce.
It's so cute, but it's starting to get all these little, like, offshoots.
I don't know if you've seen it. She says it's a dwarf Alberta spruce.
And yeah. I wouldn't... I can't throw out the Latin name if you'd like, but then I just probably sound like
yeah,
a dumb little snobby. Oh, yeah? Okay. It's a Picea abies.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny.
Strangely, that was Christine's nickname in high school.
A Picea labies? Is that what it was?
Not labia.
That's what I heard when she said
Abies.
Yeah. I heard labia.
Like, the first time I came over to your house, I'm like, that is a really beautiful Camassipras obtusa nana. And you're like,
what? Supercalifragilistic?
Expialidocious?
I'm like, your Hinoki cypress out there? What? That green thing right there.
I'm like, oh, great. She's a tree hugger. I'm kidding.
I hate women and tree huggers.
Pregnant women, trees,
yeah.
Statues.
Yeah.
Man, did you see that they spray painted that statue? I don't want to talk about politics, but when I was driving by this morning, they had spray painted the statue in front of the Capitol.
Again?
Yeah, and it said something bad, Trump.
Oh, well, I think that was from before.
Yeah.
Fuck Trump?
Yeah.
That's been up there for...
Oh,
that happened like the first week. That
I didn't
happened
know that
three,
happened.
4 weeks ago.
Okay.
They've had a tarp over it.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, they were power washing it off.
Oh yeah, that's weeks and weeks, weeks old.
Oh okay.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that had happened.
It happened like on the first Saturday
okay.
after Floyd was murdered.
Yeah. Not that like I disagree, but
mm-hmm. I know. No, I don't believe in, like, I don't believe in
destroying things that aren't
yours. Yeah, I think our capital is, like, beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can you can see the gold man from our studio
okay.
deck.
Who's the gold man? Who's the gold man on the Oregon State Capitol building?
Look it up, babe.
Oh, I don't know.
Why don't we know this?
Your phone.
It's our hometown here.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know who the gold man, but I can see it from the deck.
It's probably some really racist guy, and they put him all the way up there so no one could get to him.
They're probably
take him down.
Damn it, we can't get our spray paint up there.
Well, he's been up there forever, though, since
probably.
I was a kid, so yeah. over 50 years.
He's probably a founding father of Oregon.
Well, he's probably a racist.
Maybe
he looks like he's
Lewis.
Actually more of like a, like Atlas or like a, not Atlas, like who's the guy that could like hold the world?
Atlas.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's
that's
right.
what he reminded, it was Atlas, okay.
Yeah, it's not that at all.
Oregon Pioneer, also known as Gold Man, is an 8.5-ton bronze sculpture with gold leaf finish that sits on top of the Capitol building. It's a pioneer. Well, I guess it's a good thing it's all the way up there and no one will get to it and be able to rip it down.
So, why don't you tell them about our night routine?
Why don't I just play it?
Well, tell it and then play it.
Okay. So, whenever Jeff and I go to bed, we make a habit of, like, saying goodnight. It's usually me going to bed first because I'm always exhausted. And then he'll play on his phone or whatever for however long and then go to sleep. But we start...
Well, but it started out like,
yeah.
good night.
Yeah, we started off as good night, good night, good night.
And then we laughed. And then it became like, good night.
And now it's...
Good night!
It's like, just God. And then, like, over time, like... Now we say it like when we're leaving in the morning. I'll be like, "Good night."
Or like when anytime somebody's like, she could have said it just now when I'm like sitting here like this. Be like, "Oh, good night."
So last night we like.
How do you fall asleep? Like, are you like?
Last night
was so
I
fun.
Said it so good or whatever. We fucking couldn't stop laughing.
And I was like,
and anytime I could get a good breath in, I'd fucking hit it again. And, like, literally laying there, rocking back and forth laughing, couldn't stop.
I was like, I'm gonna pee my pants, because I was laughing so hard.
That was super
funny. I know, my, like, cheeks hurt, because I was laughing so hard. So, after we'd been laughing for, I don't know, a couple times, I videoed it.
Turn it up.
I will.
All the way. The whole time.
It won't work.
Our new bedtime
routine. Good night! That was after we laughed, right?
Yeah, that was after we've been laughing. He had some really
good
ones.
So, our listeners, you can't see what Jeff and Christine's pajamas look like because you can't see what their video looked like. But
it
let me just describe it to you.
There was no pajamas.
He sleeps
in the
Jeff had no pajamas on.
I do not fucking wear clothes when I sleep.
I know. When his kids come over and he's got to pee, I'm like, put some pants on before you go out there.
I usually just raw dog.
The other day, he thought we were sitting in bed and he thought he heard like a burglar or something. And he...
No.
Well, but he thought he heard something.
No, I thought I heard somebody walking up the steps.
Yeah.
Outside?
Yeah, like 11:30. Mm-hmm.
So he's completely naked, and he's like, I'm going to go out there. But instead of, like, reaching for a robe or anything, he has a headlamp. And I was like, you need to put
and
some...
And my slippers.
Yeah, and his slippers. I'm like, you cannot go outside completely naked.
Well, I wasn't going to go outside. I'm going to go look on the deck, or on the porch. Like, I don't have to go outside to look out there.
So, you want to tell them what you found? Or
what was
you...
raccoons on the roof.
Yeah.
And then I put my robe and my slippers on and my headlamp and my BB gun and I fucking went and cleared the whole fucking backyard. the front yard.
And we have this like neighbor to our right side of our house.
I know,
that
you think the
doesn't
neighbors
quite like
you?
Us. And I was like, I can
Which
see
one?
It already.
Okay.
That she's going to see you in the backyard with your headlamp
well, they would
and
see
robe
like a super
holding
bright
a
light.
Gun. They don't know it's a BB gun. And call the police!
They seem to be home, but there's some dude half naked in the backyard with a gun.
Like, the police are gonna be knocking on our door in a few minutes. But thankfully, she'd probably already been to sleep, because
she had to put her cancer to bed.
They're old. Yeah. Or she was up, because she's old. They don't sleep a lot.
All right.
People don't.
The elderly. But she does not like us ever since we have burn pile.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And it's very smoky. That's what happens when you burn things. Just saying.
All right, baby, you ready?
No, I'm not ready. What time is it? You want to sing the time frame?
I don't know.
I don't know what we talked about. Can you pause it? Make me perform under pressure.
No.
I'm not ready. Oh, I'm just gonna wing it.
Just wing it.
I'm gonna wing it. I just can't remember what we talked about.
Yeah. You got it.
Okay.
Just make really intense eye contact with Jeff when you...
I know, I'm not gonna look at him this time.
So I can be uncomfortable.
I know, I was like...
Justin, I'm uncomfortable.
I'm trying to think of what we talked about.
Bachelor.
I was gonna do Bachelor Nation. Yeah.
So...
Zip and whip.
Yeah, zip whippers, pregnant sex, bachelor, bachelor nation.
Bachelor nation, whiny bitches.
Yeah, dildos again.
Dildos.
Gold man.
Okay.
Gold man.
We learned something new about who gold man is.
So.
Go.
On this show, we like to do this thing. And it goes like this. 1, 2, 3, 4.
J. U. K. J. U. K.
Ladies, you better have sex or your vagina will atrophy.
From last week.
Bachelor Nation is good. Even Kareem's mom thinks so.
It's Monday night, Bachelor's on.
Oh, don't make me watch that again.
J2K. J2K.
K.
You better like Trump, or if you don't, make sure you graffiti the statue. I can't think of another verse, so Justin, please come back.
Got demons running all through my body now.
J2K. J2K.
Good night, everybody.
Gentlemen, why don't you send us an email at j2kpodcast@gmail.com and you tell us what you do to show your hatred towards our
president. Or send it to our Venmo account.
Yeah. Send me a message about how much money you want to send to my Venmo. Or
we have
Kareem's.
A j2k@venmo.com.
Give me up above 15 bucks, guys.
Yeah.
That's what I should have sang about Venmo. I couldn't think of another verse.
Good night!
One more time. So good. One more.
Good night.